Good morning. Whoever you are, wherever you have come from, whomever you love, we welcome you. Good morning. I am Mary Leeson. I am the chair of the Religious Education Committee, and today is Religious Education Sunday, an annual worship experience where we honor the children and the youth and their teachers.
To worship this morning is based on a reading by William B. Rice. It is most wise to combine flowers and children in a day of celebration, for flowers and children ever speak to us of the wonders and glories yet to be, of hopes fulfilled if we tend our gardens and our homes and our churches with patience, wisdom, and love. Come, let us worship together. And now please rise in body or spirit as we sing our opening hymn number 361, Enter, Rejoice, and Come In. And during the hymn, we will have the procession of the flowers.
In the Spirit Play class every week, our lessons are story-based. And so each week we tell a story. And each week we have a piece of felt that we use to tell a story. Today our story is called I Love You, Son. And our piece of felt, as you can see, is a big violet circle. So the violet circle here is a representation of our violet promise, which is to value the earth and all things on it. In the center, I hope you can see, there's a heart. And so we talked about how value is another word for love. So we're going to each take a turn telling part of the story today. So, our first piece is a heart, which represents love. And there's a heart up there. All right.
I love you, son.
All right.
I love you, horse.
I love you, boat.
I love you, tree.
I love you, bird.
I love you, fish.
I love you, flower.
I love you, rabbit.
I love you, rock.
I love you, butterfly.
I love you, star.
I love you, water.
I love you, bear.
I love you, moon.
I love you, earth.
I love you, me.
Thank you, everyone.
This is one of my favorite moments of the entire church year. I love having this opportunity to offer gratitude to all of our RE teachers, our youth group advisors, and our OWL leaders. Each and every one of them approach their responsibility with commitment and love, and they have surely touched the lives of our children.
Our teachers and advisors have done this year leading our children and youth is among our congregation's most essential ministries. I am so grateful to you for your willingness to serve, and I know I speak on behalf of the whole congregation in thanking you for your contributions.
We've been using metaphors all year long, it seems, and so it seemed fitting that the gifts for the teachers would be filled with metaphors. In fact, we began our church year considering what seeds that would be planted in the lives of our children. So in each little jar, the teachers and advisors and OWL leaders will be getting a penny for their thoughts and their thoughtfulness, a rubber band to represent the flexibility needed in the classroom, a paper clip because they kept it all together even when it seemed like it would all fall apart. There are various seeds of unknown species because you never quite know what you are planting when you are teaching RE. And there are candy kisses to represent the love that was shared with our children and youth.
As I read your name, I invite you to please stand and remain standing until the names of all the teachers and advisors have been read. Mary Leeson, Amanda Rome, Lisa Slater, John Boers, Leah Gillig, Marta Wiest, Trudy Deal, Jacqueline Chekai, Cheryl Spur, Vivian Sandlin, Andrew Rome, Sandy Eaglin, Danny Beal, Lauren Straubauer, Joe Coomerly, Rhonda Richardson, Bobby Beal, Camille Pavlicek-Fauser, Renee Rahutsky, Beth Coomerly, Marianne Casper, Lori McGee, Christopher Sperry, Kat Holtz, Kathy Walker, Saul Flanner, Fred Smith, John Cluth, who provided art experiences every Sunday during social hour, and Sandy Bowers, who volunteered to help in the nursery just about every Sunday.
So you can see from this long list that it takes many, many people to run our RE program. Please join me now in the spirit of prayer. We gather this morning in celebration and appreciation. We rejoice in those true treasures and gifts of life that are beyond any price. We rejoice especially in the children of our church for their music and their words, for their laughter and their song, and for the bright joy of their very creation. We give thanks for those who serve as teachers and leaders. We rejoice in our fellowship as a community of faith, which we signify this morning in our gathering of the flowers. Keep us steadfast in our covenant so that our lives, that with our lives we may declare the saving power of our faith. Amen. Our story this morning is the story of the flower ceremony. In the land of Czechoslovakia, almost 100 years ago, there was a church, but the building did not look much like a church. It had no bells, no stained glass windows. It didn't even have a piano. It had no chalices. It had no flowers. The church did have some things, though. It had four walls, a ceiling, a floor. It had a door, a few plain windows, and it had hard wooden chairs. But that was all. It was plain and simple. Except the church had people who came every Sunday, and it had a minister. His name was Norbert Chopik. And every Sunday, Minister Chopik spoke to the people while they listened, sitting quietly and still in those hard wooden chairs. When he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit among themselves, and then they went home. That was all. No music, no art in the fellowship hall, no food, no coffee. Springtime came to the city, and Norbert Chopik went out for a stroll. The rains had come, and the birds were singing, and the flowers were blooming all over the land. The world was beautiful. Then an idea came to him, simple and clear, plain as day. The next Sunday, he asked all the people in the church to bring a flower or a budding branch or even a twig. Each person was to bring one. What kind, they asked. What color? What size? You choose, he said. Each of you choose what you like. And so, on the next Sunday, the people came with flowers of all different colors and shapes and kinds. There were yellow daisies and red roses. There were white lilies and blue asters, dark-eyed pansies and light green leaves, pink and purple, orange and gold. There were all those colors and more. Flowers filled all the vases, and the church wasn't so plain and simple anymore. Minister Chopik spoke to the people while they listened, sitting quiet and still in those hard wooden chairs. These flowers are like ourselves, he said, different colors and different shapes and different sizes, each needing different kinds of care, but each beautiful, each important and special in its own way. And when he was done speaking, they each chose a different flower from the vases before they went home. And that was all. And it was beautiful and plain and simple. I got a bit out of order. Now our fourth and fifth grade class will present.
It's the fourth and fifth grade class Toolbox of Faith. And to show what we've been doing all year, each of these young people has made a poster, and they're going to tell you what they liked about the year. We'll start with Anna Sandlin.
I put these two activities from ARI, which are questioning and expression, but which I like best is expression, and that's the paintbrush. I like it because you get to express yourself in painting.
Next is Gia Murphy.
I said that I like to do crafts because we get to work together on them, and I put a bunch of tools because they're tools to helping us become better people.
Elena Klein is next.
I like my group at church because I like doing the Toolbox of Faith, listening to stories, doing projects, and canooping, which means ringing the bell.
Spencer Murphy.
The blue circles are one little joy or one little problem you had that you decided to share with the RE class. While everyone else had something to say, one or two of these represent you.
Allison Vanita.
This poster is about the tools and activities we did in class. My favorite tool was the magnifying glass because we got to burn leaves with it. RE class is very fun.
Isaac St. Clair.
My favorite was the flashlight. The flashlight is justice. Guide yourself in the darkness. If there are many paths, the flashlight will help you choose the right one. The paintbrush shows expression. It can show how you are feeling. The hammer shows power.
Sophie Grubb.
The flashlight shows you through the dark so you don't fall. The sandpaper shows sanding off your anger. The mirror shows your beautiful inside and out. The glove is to be loved and safe. The hammer shows to be strong. The paintbrush is to paint the world your way. And the tracks to follow your tracks for the work.
And Logan Boris.
We canoop or ring a church bell.
And now it's time for our flower celebration. The flower celebration that we are about to participate in has taken place all over the world in Unitarian Universalist churches since 1923. Norbert Chopik started this ritual to celebrate the beauty of our faith and the people in it. In each flower, Chopik saw hope for humanity, even though he would later die because of his beliefs. Let us remember him and his principles and his dreams. So each of you will come up the center aisle in silence and choose a flower not brought by you. And as you take a flower from the vases, you may find that you'll need to help each other in doing that. And when you choose your flower and take it back to your seat, Hold the flower with care. It is a gift someone else has given to you. Even though we are all different, we gather as one in love. And so we'll start with the first rose coming up. Diana's going to play us some music. Choose one flower and go back to your seat.
Our closing words were written by our children and middle school youth. We will read a few of the things that make them happy. And then the congregation will respond by saying, "We share your happiness."
Spencer is happy when he is with his friends. Lola is happy when she is dancing to music. Books make Ike happy. Isabel is happy when she is with her cat. Connor is happy when he is outside climbing a tree.
We share your happiness.
Raylin is happy when her friends are over. Gia is happy when she is eating chocolate. June feels happy when she gets treats and when she gets to kiss and tickle and play with her little brother Dean. Tyler is happy when he is chewing on his toys.
We share your happiness.
Being at Summer Institute makes Logan happy, and there are only 41 days left until it is time. Mason feels happy when he is with his friends and family. Silas is happy when he's with his dad. Going to school makes Evian happy. Eating carrots makes Liam happy.
We share your happiness.
Kailani feels happy when she is at a hotel. Both Eliza and Nora are happy when they are with their mommy. Kate is happy when she is playing soccer or taking a hike. Being at church makes Joe happy. Marlo is happy when she is with the people she loves.
We share your happiness.
We come in a variety of colors, shapes, and sizes. Some of us grow in bunches. Some of us grow alone. Some of us are cupped up inward, and some of us spread ourselves out wide. Some of us are old and dried and tougher than we appear. Some of us are still in bud. Some of us grow low to the ground, and some of us stretch toward the sun. Some of us feel like weeds sometimes. Some of us carry seeds sometimes. Some of us are prickly sometimes. Some of us smell. All of us are beautiful. What a bouquet of people we are. Go in peace.